Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A giant thank you to Joe Madden, Todd Capostasi, who is the director of the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30, which airs tonight at 8 p.m. He was a fantastic guest. We didn't even talk about the fact that he's married to Tara Lipinski after everything that we discussed. But it was great. I'm looking forward to everyone's reaction to the documentary. I got a chance to see it. It's very, very interesting. And the crew was fantastic. We found out a lot of stuff about Tony and Campy today. A lot of stuff. And that's the way it should be.
Rick damn Camp.
That's right. Tony, what are we doing tomorrow?
I don't know yet.
All right, great. Sounds fantastic. The afternoon show here at The Score.
One day at a time, Tony. One day at a time.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two.
Yes. Well, I'll be here, that's for sure. From two until six today, it's Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. Hello, men.
Hello, Lawrence.
What's up, Lawrence?
They put a bow on week one in fine fashion last night, didn't they?
I enjoyed the hell out of the Texans-Saints game.
That was something else.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, one of the greatest finishes in Monday Night Football history.
It was high-level quarterbacking, too.
Serious business, wasn't it?
There was just no doubt either on either side. Like, oh, Deshaun, that's probably too much time. Drew Brees, that's probably too much time.
What's Romeo doing?
That's stunning.
He messed up.
When the broadcasters are calling it out and you say, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm seeing three guys 25 yards off the line of scrimmage and a couple of guys even behind them. It's like, Boog is right. They're going to pay for this. 8 yards is all you need and Will Lutz gets it done.
And right down the middle.
The poise. Just no panic. Spiking the ball. Not wasting the timeout that the Saints had at the end. Like Drew Brees was just, it was picturesque. It was just perfect control. There's not flustered by the moment at all. And it's something that we were talking yesterday about Mitch being highly flappable. Like, that's what you're working towards.
Right.
The ability to just be in complete control of the moment. And I'm sure they're calling plays from the sideline and they're talking in his headset, but it felt like he could have done the entire thing by himself.
What's weird about it is that his demeanor in particular, there are a lot of guys that could pull that off, but his, even if Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, there's with Tom, there's gesticulation. Like he's doing stuff while he's doing that. With Drew, it's like, we got this.
Yeah.
Like it's, there's a confidence level in his approach to playing quarterback that I find extremely appealing. And with Deshaun, that throw that he makes on the touchdown, It's everything that you want your quarterback to be. Okay, I feel the blitz, so I'm going to step over here, and I know I'm going to get hit, but I'm going to deliver this ball on time. And he delivered it on time exactly where, like the placement of the ball was amazing.
He's so tough. People forget, I mean, last year, you know, taking the bus to games because he couldn't fly.
Because of the punctured lung,
the
right?
The punctured lung. In college, he played on a torn ACL. He was like, wait, am I going to do more damage? No, it was the Clemson-South Carolina game.
He's going to be having another torn ACL if they don't help him stand upright.
He's already had two.
My goodness, is that offensive line in need of fixing right now for him.
They brought Tunsil in, and I imagine he'll be better once he gets a couple more weeks under him. But he wasn't very good last night.
He took a beating last night.
To me, the only questions with Deshaun is how long? How long is he going to play? Because I think that he's got it. And it helps when you have DeAndre Hopkins, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But I think that he's got it. It's just, how long? Is he a comet? Because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like he's going to have a very good six-year career, and then his body's just going to be broken.
You might be right.
I hope not.
And maybe Andrew Luck starts a trend. Guys get tired of getting beat up. They get their money, and they get the hell out.
They just have to invest in protecting him because he has shown unbelievable resiliency coming back from, he's got, like I said, two torn ACLs, one in each knee, playing through the, was it a punctured lung or lacerated kidney? I don't remember.
I thought it was a lung.
It was an internal organ of sorts that he couldn't fly.
Because it was
more of a lung than a kidney.
Yeah, it was one of the two. But I mean, he's just a tough SOB, man. And because he's not that reliant on running. Right, like no one would comp him to Mike Vick.
Correct,
but he is mobile in the pocket, and he's just fearless.
Knowing your Clemson love, it's good to see you have a guy. But I'm going to try to get you to open your mind to not seeing the draft from a few years ago. Every time you see a Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes highlight,
we're doing
therapy
today.
You got to stop that. I'm going to put Parkins on the couch today.
It's impossible to not do it.
It's not healthy. It's not good for you.
I agree with you, but it's impossible to not do it.
I know, but you gotta focus. It's gotta be a discipline for you,
Lawrence. I'm not kidding.
What's done is done.
I need coping mechanisms. Like I want to open it up today. Text line,
get yourself
calls.
A toolbox, huh?
Well, because these guys are set up to be Manning and Brady. Like that's what they're set up to be. They are set up to be 1 and 2 QBs of a generation, and the hope is that it's the Rivers, Roethlisberger, Eli draft where Eli is the worst talent of the three.
But wins the Super Bowls,
and he went first, so all three teams are cool with who they selected in the draft. Like, that's best case scenario, or at least how it feels like for Bears fans now. But, yo, I mean, I did a poll question that got, and I know that it's a little skewed because I still have a lot of Kansas City followers on Twitter, but I'll ask it to you guys. How many total MVPs do you think Pat Mahomes is going to finish with?
I wouldn't bet on more than 3.
All right, well, 3 is the second most ever.
Yes. That's
Tom Brady,
you know, just
Brett
because
Favre,
he's a
Jim
young
Brown.
Kid, it would be easy to shoot out, oh, he's going to win 4 or 5. It's not so easy.
2 sounds right to me just because, you know, how crazy this league is. But then again, once the GOAT retires.
Well, Andy already has one.
And, but I'm saying once he retires, the competition for it is a little bit easier. You get Brady and Breeze out of here.
Yeah.
It could be Patrick Mahomes' award for a very long time.
Who knows how much Rodgers has left. Obviously, Andrew Luck just retired. I mean, Peyton has 5. No one ever had 4. 3 guys had 3. Jim Brown, Brett Favre, and Tom Brady. And he's already got 1. And Watson looks like a guy who's going to be awesome for a decade, and they both happened in your draft. I know you the comment thing, so maybe you're right. Maybe he's just perennially injured.
They just don't give him any protection, and you look up, and they're like, oh, he's in the tent because they're looking at his back. Oh, there's a masseuse on the sideline working on his back right now.
Yeah.
And then on the play, on the biggest play of the game, he gets destroyed. Yep. But he's got the balls, though, because he stood there and knew he was going to get destroyed and still delivered the ball on time.
On a dime. Just right where it had to be. What did you guys think of the roughing the kicker call? Did you think it was bogus or was it earned?
It was definitely running in. So either way, he would have had to had the chance to re-kick it. But I thought roughing was a little – I thought it was just running in. I didn't think that it was roughing.
Yeah, I go back and forth on that one. There are times when I look at it from the same damn angle and change my mind from the previous time I saw it at that same angle. I don't know.
Mike Pereira is coming on the show today at 4:25. I'm fascinated about the lack of challenges in week one for the pass interference and what he thinks that bodes for the rest. But then obviously the blown call yesterday in terms of the runoff, and then we can ask about that play.
John Hussey, tough night in the office.
Yeah, they got it. They got it. So
why does he always look?